is a meditation. For this time you swing, your button's been pushed. So let's start by gently closing your eyes, settling into your seat, either sitting or lying down, letting your hands find a comfortable and easy resting place. Notice the floor beneath your feet, the support beneath you, behind you, underneath all of you, dropping your shoulders away from your ears towards the ground, and just noticing if there's any tension in your neck or your shoulders. And if there is your breath to bring your attention to those spots. Breathing. Take a long inhale, and on your exhale, let it go. You know, where our breath goes, our mind goes. So when we slow our breath down, we slow our mind down. So just let any tension that you might notice, just let it melt away. Gently bring your awareness to your breath. Notice as you breathe deep, your stomach moving, your chest moving. Turn your attention inwards. See how that feels. Are there any sensations that you feel inside? Maybe in your chest? Maybe some tenderness, some anxiety, some excitement, contentment, joy, anger, worry. Just observe. Don't judge. And I want to invite you to come with me and let's travel through time and space. Let's find a beautiful country road. Could be a place you've been to before, or it might be some place that you can imagine. This beautiful country road that's nestled next to a calm summer's lake. Let's go for a walk together. We don't have anything to do. There are no expectations. It's a carefree summer day. Weather couldn't be more perfect. Can you hear the kids playing by the dock on the lake? Sounds of laughter. Maybe you can smell barbecue or hear some birds chirping. Take a deep breath and smell that summer air. Can you feel the sun, warm sunshine, beaming down on your head and your neck? Remember summer? Being carefree, just having the freedom to go and explore. So as we walk together down this dirt road, the lake to our left, the sun above us, and we're walking down the path, I want you to notice that in your right hand, there's another hand holding you tight. It's smaller than your hand, and as you look to your right, there standing next to you is your child self, this beautiful little child. Staring up at you. So if you can picture you as a child, what do you see in their eyes? Are they excited to see you? Do they feel safe by your side? Are they afraid? Whatever you see in that moment, just notice how you feel. Notice if there's a longing from your heart to give this child something. Maybe it's reassurance. Do they need somebody to see their goodness? To believe in them? To protect them? So think of this little child. When your buttons are pushed by somebody. Holding that child's hand. See what it feels like to thank the person who pushed your buttons. It might feel odd to thank somebody for pushing your buttons, but here's why. When they push your buttons, you know what your buttons are. And when you know what they are, then you can begin to work on them. So, thank you. Button pusher. Now, it might not be as easy as that. But see what it feels like to think about learning to do that. Now, what about those feelings? Here's something you could try. Try allowing the feelings, and maybe even saying to those feelings. It could be anger, the frustration, resentment, whatever they are. Say, I allow you to be, and I allow you to be as long as you need to. See, the thing about feelings is that they oftentimes will come and go in a very natural way. A lot of us learn to resist and avoid them, especially difficult feelings, because we know how to handle them. Simply allowing them with self-compassion, we can learn. It's kind of a superpower, actually. How to feel, experience any feeling. See, this is building emotional resilience. Being able to feel any difficult feeling. In fact, you might even find what you would call difficult feelings aren't difficult. When you know that you can allow yourself to feel them. It's also learning self-compassion. And since we've been walking with your little child, when you look at this little child, this is one way of reassuring them that you'll keep them safe, that you can take care of things. So if you feel called, give this beautiful child a hug. I want you to feel them in your arms. You in your arms. Feel how precious this beautiful child is. Yeah, your true essence is perfect. That little child's true essence is perfect. Let's see if they need your permission to soar. Maybe they're waiting for you to say it's okay. You know, a lot of us have been waiting for somebody to give us permission to tell us it's okay. You know, it might have been one of our parents or our partner, whoever it was. You know, maybe it will come one day. And everything will change, or maybe it will never come. Yeah, you know, the thing is that maybe it's not their permission that we need. It's our permission. The way we give ourselves permission is to be fully present with ourselves. To be able to handle any situation. That's our way of giving ourselves and our little child permission. Soar, to be, to play, to try to explore, to make mistakes, to get messy. You know, maybe our inner child just needs to know that we'll be there for them, always. We'll love them, that we see their goodness, just the same way that I see your goodness. And I do. I see you. I see you. So can you see your inner child? That little you. You know, maybe you can see them, maybe you can't. Just know that they're there. And dear penguin, I see you. I see your goodness. I give you permission to be as big and bold, brilliant and badass as you want to be. But we both know it's not my permission that you need. without his permission, I'll set you free. So, get ready to come back. Take your time. Bring back whatever it is that you need. Maybe it's your knowledge and your awareness that you can develop and be more emotionally resilient than you have in the past. And that you can remove those buttons. Good job.